Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Just to quickly mention one point. We're going to start the new parak today. The Avodas Avoda, the Shem Shemek Kluger, just to say the title of what he's coming to discuss is, he wants to say, we've been saying basically till now that the Yisrah HaNov and Avodah Zorah, which is learned out from the Yidbach, Yodcham, Uma, Menacherim, Laisan, Tzorim, Beisechon, whatever the source is, the Rambam, something that is an Avodah Zorah has an Yisrah HaNov. And, you know, similar to how Rabbi Hanan approaches things, the question is, let's say you take away this title of it being an Avodah Zorah. Let's say, would the Yisrah HaNov remain? Let's say I wouldn't want to use the word bitter again. Just to make it, that's the whole question. Let's say, for example, I don't know, is there cases like this? Like, let's say you have something that's kalayim, right? And then it's burnt, right? So we know kalan asraf and afra mutter, nasis mitzvase. But let's say there wouldn't be a svar of nasis mitzvase. Something completely changes form. It doesn't have the, not called kalayim anymore. So you lose, in other words, the way Rabbi Hanan explains it, you lose the siba. You lose the siba of the yisr. But you still have the same thing that was originally there, the same form or entity, just the changes, it's hard to understand it, but you still have whatever was there in a different form right now. Does the Yisrah HaNov remain or not?
I think this is the case of Yigad.
Tav Nesiyad? No, because there you serve it by itself.
But wouldn't that be the question?
No, that in and of itself is its own Avodah Zarah.
If you serve in the hand.
If you look
at the Avodah Zarah and say, if you
can
serve it, that means it's still
Avodah Zarah.
If you can't serve it.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. Okay, that could be, we said something like that yesterday. By Shvarim, by Ibn Shvarim.
Yeah.
Well, that's another good point. Yeah, that's where it's also relevant. He's talking about, like, for example, if the Avodah Zarah breaks. So, the Avodah Zarah breaks, we have a Shlokesh Rav Yeshan on over there. He wants to say you can maybe split the two things. You're right. Maybe your shlokish is right. It's not an Avodah Zarah. No one's going to serve it, like he says. He can't save himself. How's he going to save other people? Look at Shlomo Kluger, Rabbi Yochanan, or the other side would be that's 100% true. But once the Yisrah HaNov is chal, it's chal. Even if you lose the reason for the issue, and that's what he wants to say. He wants to say regarding Zed as that Garim, for example, that you could have an Yisrah HaNov. But that which makes the offshoot from the Avodah Zarah Asur B'Hanah is not because it came from something that's Asur B'Hanah necessarily, because it came from an Avodah Zarah. And if it's broken, it's not an Avodah Zarah. It could be it still is Asur B'Hanah, like Rabbi Yochanan or Rishwan, which doesn't matter. The question is, like Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Asur. The question is, though, does it lose that title of an Avodah Zarah or not? That has certain halachic ramifications, and then the fact that there's an Asur B'Hanah has certain halachic ramifications. So the question is, if you can, and this is how Rabbi Hanan learns a lot of things. When you're mavatel, the sibus ha'isr, the isr still remain. That's really how, I'm not really explaining anything. I'm just saying this is Rav Shlomo Kluger's, this is how he wants to mahala, his mahala. And you have to take that svara throughout the sugyas that we learned. And perhaps come up in maybe Arjun Bashvara, maybe a yad is different because that doesn't lose its title of an Avodah Zarah because people serve it, right? Like we said yesterday. So that's also a very, you know, good comparison. That's a real moral over here. So just wanted to mention that quickly. All right. We're now going to start the parak of Rabbi Shmuel. Let's talk about the Avodah Zarah of Markulis. Now, let's look at the Taisus Daf Nun, really. We should start with this Taisus to understand a little bit about Markulis. If you look at Taisus, Avne Beis Kulis. What is this Avodah Zarah of Mark Kulis? Is it Beis Kulis or is it Mark? What is it? Or it's a, yeah, so look at Taisus Daf Nun. Dibra Mastel Avnei Beis Kulis. Interesting that Taisus asked this question here, but alright. Hikshe Rabbeinu Tam. Heich Maskirin Shmo. How are you allowed to say the name of the Avodah Zarah? Kimesh Enixuva Bat Torah. Because it's not written in the Torah. I mean, obviously, if it's written in the Torah, you're allowed to say the name, but this is not written anywhere in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say. For example, Babar, it does say, yeah, but Makulis is above it. Yeah. Very good. Wishmalar. He's not here yet. The prepared dal nisus matzma the other avishem elohim achirim loisaskiu. You're not allowed to say the names of foreign gods. How are you allowed to say this? What would you say? I don't know. You would say it's l'slami. There's some answer that. Places doesn't, I don't think Places says that to him. It's over here. Right. Yeah, yeah. If it's in the Torah, I mean, you have to understand why that works, but the Torah says it, obviously I'm allowed to. But where it's not, why should it be mutter? By Rabbi Yitam, the Kivus Loshen Shvach Shema. No, the real name of the Avodah Zarah was not Markulus. It was Kivus. What's Kivus? To praise. That's what they wanted to do. Shvach Shema. The Chachamim, Kiloi Sokulis, came along the Chachamim, and they said, we're going to give you a derogatory nickname, as we know we always do. Loshin Lag V'Kelis. It's an interesting thing. The word Kelis to praise, it could be to derive. It's a very interesting, one of those interesting words where there's two opposite meanings. Sanctions. Yeah. Mizehu Markulis. This is Markulis.
Kivus. One is Aramaic. Maybe one is Aramaic.
What? The Kivus and Kulis?
The Kaddish. The Kaddish. You said Ali the Kales. That's that's possibly an Aramaic word. I'm not sure.
Why would it be Aramaic?
I don't know. Doesn't make sense. Because you're asking a good question. You have the same word. It means two things, two opposite things.
I mean, you know, we find such a thing. It's not the, I don't know if that's a, we find such a thing.
Well, where does it say Lakalis? So the Makalis, right? It's not in Kaddish, right?
No, no, it's in
you have it if the Makalis Rivavice, right?
Yeah, so that's in Makalis. Okay, let me check this up.
You want a rendition or you don't want a rendition? So the real word is shvach, but we made it to lav v'kelis, v'zehu mar kulis. Chiluf kilus. Loshin mar d'shluta, perkid anoshin mar d'kanta. Mar means the hefech, the opposite. So the opposite of praise, that's what we said. The opposite of praise, that's what we said. So here, in other words, over here, base kulis, the Gemara, you have to stress this, the Gemara is using not even the right name, the name is kulis, but they use kulis to make it derogatory. We call it mar kulis because, yes, kulis means to praise, but we say mar, meaning the opposite of praise. So the name of the Avodah Zarah, based on this thesis, was kulis, that was the name of it, kulis, to praise. But we say it's the opposite, we call it kulis. And that's really why we see why you show Malpicha, but we call it a completely different name. And how do we serve the Markulis? So some say that Tiferes Yisrael says that the Markulis was situated on the crossroads because people would say, I don't know where to go. The road not taken. So where do I go? Do I go left? Do I go right? Let me serve Markulis and let me ask him.
You have to follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow. Everyone knows what the road not taken is. Even I know what that is, right? Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah. So they didn't have ways, so you go to Markulis. That's the next best option. That's some say. And then I saw, if I'm reading this correctly, I don't know if I read it correctly. The sifter brings the Yad Rahman in Sanhedrin, who says that the way they would serve it, they would throw stones at it. They would throw stones. And the way the Yad Rama says it is that they would do a shotgun formation. He'd sit down and throw it, he'd throw it backwards through his thighs. So, shotgun.
Yeah.
In between his thighs.
Yeah.
Like a shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the Yad Rama says. That's how they would serve Markulis. They'd bend down, take the stone, I mean, I was about to demonstrate it, and then, throw a shotgun formation.
Shotgun formation, football.
Right. Oh, gosh.
When the center comes the quarterback to the kicker.
Yeah, but that's called a shotgun formation. It's not only when you punt.
It's not the shotgun. Did you ever play football?
That
is. Going to say that's not a shotgun.
That is not a shotgun.
Any time they snap the ball, they put it in their
right. Yeah, but usually the quarterback plays.
Shotgun means.
Okay, but that's what I that's a full the shotgun formation.
No. It doesn't matter. The two are different.
Can't believe that. I'm an amateur. Yeah. All right. So what do we call when they throw it through the legs? Is there a name for it?
Hike.
The hike formation. But that's, I don't know, I found it to be a fascinating thing. You have to be also pretty strong. You're taking a rocket.
It's hiking to the punter.
How big were these rocks?
They have these pebbles.
Yeah, how big were the rocks? And okay, we'll see also, this is, there really is a dual function to those rocks. Because the rocks that were thrown was the way of serving the Avodah Zarah. But the intent with those rocks was that it should remain in, on the Markulis. And it should become a bigger makulis now. My rock should become part of the rock. Right?
So you're saying it ends up being a huge pile.
It ends up being a big pile and becomes the intent is, so you have a duality to these rocks. They become makulis avodizara, right? So they're an offering, but they're also something that becomes part of the avodizara, which means it's now, it's an expanding makulis. It's limitless. So we'll see. So that's the Gemara. So that's the introduction to Markulis. Let's get into the nitty gritty of this Avodah Zarah of Markulis. Rabbi Shmuel, now the Mishnah is not going to say this, but we have to also say one more thing, that the traditional form of the Markulis was a triangular shape. You have one stone on the right, if you're facing it, obviously one stone on the right, one stone on the left, and then Achas al Gabehem. So you have this triangular formation.
Like
to what? Like two fists, Stonehenge.
Two upright stones.
Stonehenge.
And the third stone is on top of that. That's how we don't have
it. No, I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's what it looks like. And I'm not saying still, I remember hearing Stonehenge might be my coolest. That's it. All right, so that's the Markulis back to the mission. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shaloi Shavonis Hu Bitzadzu. Let's say you have three stones in a consecutive line, one next to each other, and Rashi says, V'kol Shekei Nachasol Gabi Shain V'zeh Uyka Markulis V'kimosoi Tavuchemer, if it's in the triangle formation like we just said, but it seems like there were different forms. Some had it through Zebetzah, whatever. One was the main, there was the main form, and then was the, you know, other forms of it, the reforms. It's not Markulis. If it's on the side of the Markulis, then Asuras. Those stones are Markulis. Those stones are forbidden. In other words, we're not sure. We know where this, it was this landmark Markulis, let's say at the fork in the road. And then we have these three stones next to it. We're not sure what they were there for it or not there for it. If it's right next to the Markulis, three stones, we assume it's part of the Markulis or it fell from it. We'll see in the Gemara what we assume, but we understand that that's another Markulis next to it. Ushtayim, but let's say you have two, then Mutaris. It's Mutar. Why would you say that? Pashtus, the reason is because two does not make up a Markulis. It's three, not two. We'll see in the Gemara, of course, see other
maybe they're
shot. Yeah, right. That could be true. Yeah, we'll see. The chamim, we'll see. Maybe that's one of the swars. The chachamim ayrim teisha. The chachamim ayrim sheniras imay asuris ve'eshenir sheniras imay mutaros. They hold that it depends if it seems to be next to it and part of it or it came from it. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Very important here. Sheniras imay the nearest shenafum yisham asuris. Because if it fell, it's still part of the Avodah Zarah, or is it considered something broken or not? We'll have to see if that Bukhar is totally if you're over in the Shemarim. Well, it depends if the appearance of these stones has the appearance of being something that fell from the original Markulis. Then it's Mutaris Rashi says, even if it's three. It depends if it fell or if it didn't fall. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold?
Well,
what?
Rabbi Shmuel holds all telling the number.
Yeah, it's telling the number. There's a chiluk in the number. So we'll see what now we're going to see really the next few Gemaras, exactly what is this machlokes? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabban. Okay. So, Mishlem, Rabbanon. I could understand the Rabbanan's opinion. They hold that the serving of the Makulis applies not only to the Makulis itself, but that which breaks off. Like we said yesterday, people break, serve the break broken pieces as well. So then it depends. If the stones look like they came from the Makulis, so fine. These are Shivre Makulis, and they are served, therefore Asuris. But let's say the stones don't look like they fell from it. They're totally separate stones. So we don't assume it's a Makulis, even if it's three or it's two. Three, the normal formation of the Makulis is two, and then there was never any knowledge that this was a Makulis. So if it's not attributed to the original Makulis, not considered broken pieces, or we don't assume that, then what would be the reason to say it's a Makulis? And therefore it doesn't matter whether it's three or two. Going to be mutter. So we understand the Rabbanu's opinion. And the Rabbi Yishmael, what is Rabbi Yishmael's opinion? If he holds that the Avodah Zarah, they serve the Shvarim, so then even if it's two, if he holds the Avodah in the Shvarim, and he holds that we assume that it came from the Makulis, so then what's the difference between three and two? Two should also be a problem. But if you hold that you can't see, that people don't serve the broken pieces, then even if it's three, it should be mutter. Because, again, we're not attributing these stones to be their own Makulis. The worst or the best that it is that it came from the original Makulis. So if you're Yardin Lusharm, the numbers don't count. If you're Yardin Lusharm, again, the numbers don't count.
So what's the greatest of the difference? Because that should be the greatest, at least.
Mm. Right. So that, we're going to say that story. We're going to see that right now, actually. Great point. Yeah. So the Mar is assuming the only reason to make it Asur would be Ashivre Makulis. That would be the only reason. Not because it's a Makulis in and of itself, but Ashivre Makulis. And therefore, the numbers shouldn't make a difference. That's basically the Mar's question. Numbers shouldn't make a difference. There are buttons, numbers make a difference. It's great. According to Rabbanan, the numbers don't make a difference. It's just a question if we knew if it fell or not. That makes a lot of sense. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't care about where it fell or not, so then why would the numbers make a difference? That's the Gemara's Kasher. Now we'll see the difference for us, like we would be saying. Amar Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef. Yadua Shenishru Mimenu Divrei Hakol Asuris. No, 100%. If they fall from the Makulis, then 100% are asur. Even if you hold that you people don't serve broken pieces of an avodah zarah, that's only by that's only talking about avodah zarahs where it's not the derech to have added pieces on that come on. Look at Rashi. But over here, Rashi says, "Record the word mitzvah shehein and luchubers v'darken lipol." Here, in this case, everyone agrees with the original makulis, where the stones. What are the stones? The stones that you throw on the original stones. The derech is for it to fall apart and fall on the ground, and therefore the avodah zarah makulis essentially wasn't only intended to be served in a way where you have a perfect triangle. It's even if it falls off, the stones that you throw, even the stones that are in the original Makulis.
So there's no concept of shvarim by it,
yeah, yeah.
The concept, we just take it from there.
If you look at Rashi, Ka Avonim HaNizrakishim, this is Rashi says, Oivim Shvarim. Rashi here says, this is what we're saying, it's important. Ka Avonim HaNizrakishim, the Taiswa of Makulis. All of the stones that are thrown onto the Makulis, that are added onto it, they become an addition.
Look at the Bach. Vanasa avoidus kechavim.
Vanasa avoidus kechavim. Yeah.
Godel. Vanasa avoidus kechavim. Godel becomes a big avoidus or it grows.
It grows.
They expand.
It's some stones that make it grow.
Right.
And when they fall off, it's not, right, in other words, you could have just said the additional stones that come off are, what are they? It's not kubis. It's not part of the Avodah Zarah. It's not shivrei v'tzachavim. Here Rashi says, no, whatever's the original stones and whatever's thrown onto them, it expands the Markulis, and therefore if they come off, it's called Shivrei Avitzachav. And Rashi says, Bahashta, now the Gemara is saying, Loi Chashavu Takudis. At this point, those stones that come off, that were thrown on and they come off, they're considered Avitzachav itself, not Takudis, because they're meant to add on to it, or they are added on to it.
Why is it separate? Why is it not part of the original
bird? No, it is.
It's just
it is. It's added on to it.
Where's the problem if they answer?
No, no, meaning it becomes part of it. It becomes part of the actual of the
Zohar. Right. Okay.
But it's, we're going to see this is the Svar sort of going back and forth here. What is, because there is a dual aspect, essentially. You are offering, but it becomes, once it's offered, I guess you can say, it becomes part of the Avodah Zarah itself, and we're giving them that identity. We're not giving it the identity of Takudis.
So once the stone hits the fire, it's converted from Takudis into Avodah Zarah Mamet?
Yeah.
That's
what
it retains
at this point.
Characterization, even when it falls off.
Yeah, it doesn't lose that characterization.
To Takudis.
Yeah, we.
What part of the Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, there's no idea of Shvarim will be.
Well, that's why it's called Shvarim.
But the Shvarim here is different Shvarim. It's not like we call a push Shvarim that maybe it loses its shape.
Well, it depends if you hold Oyvim with Shvarim or not.
Not like a statue with the Orb, though.
Right. No, look, you have to see, like, it becomes part of the original, it's recharacterized when it becomes part of the original Markulis. And therefore, if it does fall off, even though originally it had its own Hashivas, but you wanted that rock to be your serving or whatever, but at that point it becomes regular Shvarim. Because now it was recharacterized as the big Markulis, and now it falls off. It's not part of the Markulis anymore, so it's Shvarim. Regular Shvarim. Yeah. Okay, so that's not the machlokes. Everyone holds over here, even if you hold ein oivim the shvarim, over here, everyone's gonna hold that this is the darker. That's the important. It's derech is to fall, so people they serve the makulis whether it's complete or broken. Because that's the derech of the makulis. It breaks apart. But over here, what's the machlokes? Machlokes should be shown over. He pligi the stone. And we're talking about a regular stone case. You don't know where these stones came from. That's the thing. If the Mekuravais, if the stones are in the vicinity, what does this mean? Rashi says, going to Amo, Bechati Amo. It's 1 to 1.5 Amos in the vicinity of this Markuis. There, the Ikalameimar Nofal, where you can say it fell. Again, the Re'akol Asuris, like we just said. The Markulis doesn't lose its identity of the stone, or on those stones that fall. Because that's how it's served. It falls off. That's Orche. So if it's unable to be assumed that it falls from the Markulis, then it's Asuris. Keep pligi b'meruchal Greeks. But let's say it's far away. And what does far away here means? We're going to, in the Gemara here. It's within Dalet Amos of the original Markulis, but it's more than 1.5 Amos away.
Is that 1.5 or 1.5?
Oh, so maybe it actually just means 1.5. What does the box say?
1.5.
The Makrois Ma'oid, you're going to Amo, but that's the Amo. Is it 1.5? I don't know. I wasn't sure. I don't know. Is it one within 1.5 or is it 1.5? And also, where does that number come from? That's also that's very sus over here. Exactly.
The assumption is that the worshiper successfully landed at Rome. Well, what about David's concern that maybe he mentioned that he...
So if you miss the Markulis, I don't... That makes it part of the Markulis. Maybe it would be Takubis, but I don't know if that's even Takubis.
So why are we worried about that?
Because it seems the way it becomes Takruvis is it hits the Markulis, and then we just, if it misses the Markulis, it's not Takruvis.
So we have the thesis here. How do we know if this rock an hour and a half away hit and fell off when they're made it?
So again, the Gemara is saying,
It's a presumption,
and really is a problem. Kari gets involved with right the Kari of Halakhah, right?
Yeah,
it's not so simple exactly why we make
these numbers come from.
That's
It seems to be an assumption.
That these guys were good shots.
Yeah.
Right? They made the putt, and then it rolled off.
They made the... Yeah, yeah. Well, they had priests, you know, they had priests that would do the Makula service for them, you know, they hired the quarterbacks, a couple of quarterbacks.
That's for the best for them.
There was a kind of, there was a priest there that would help the Makula
service. That's what the care group did.
Pitching. There were pitchers, quarterbacks, yeah. Yeah. So, so yeah, that's the assumption. Now, yeah, you can definitely question the assumption. It's a, the place of Chayshin, the place of Chayshin asks, what should do with the din, right? Where do you think these stones came from? Well, there's something where it's in the vicinity of the Markulis, but there's plenty of other rocks in the world that aren't close to the Markulis. That's the halacha roiv v'karov, halacha roiv, right? So, but the Gemara seems to assume that, that if it fell from there, yeah, you have to, you know, explain that a little
bit. I guess that's it.
Makavis Moed. Yeah, yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe
that comes from Tysus. That's from Tysus. Tysus. Well, that's why Tysus calls Rashi.
Let's go. Yeah. So, keep Ligi. So, they're arguing where it's far away. What does it mean far away? Rashi says in between that one and one and a half, whatever it is, but within the vicinity of Dalet Amos. Back to Gemara, before the Gemara explains, we're going to go into this, I think the Gemara is going to interrupt with the question, but it's not Makulis coming. Mishnah said at the side of the Makulis, which means Mashma, again, the Gemara is saying, in the immediate vicinity, right next to it, but not far away. What does it mean? My Bitsad, the Tzad Arba Amos Lidei. It means, in those Dalet Amos, that's what it means, Bitsad. It doesn't mean very close, it means within the Dalet Amos. That's also considered the Tzad Makulis. So what's the Makulis? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Oisin Markulis Kotten, Bitsad Markulis Godol. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the reason why these stones are usher is we don't assume that they hit the Markulis and fell off. No. It's a separate thing next to the Markulis. And the question is, what is the custom? Rabbi Shmuel says you do a Batman and Rob. Any Markulis next to the big Markulis. Markulis cotton bitsad Markulis gadol. Therefore, shalosh the damyun the Markulis asuris. Three stones that are at least their resemblance of a Markulis, because a Markulis, a regular Markulis again, is a triangular shape with three stones. Here, the zebitsad zeh, but for a swingman, that's enough. Shtayim utars, but two, don't make them, that's not a befitting formation for a Markulis cotton. And therefore, what's your only Eitzah? Where did these stones come from? They fell, and they didn't fall because they're not in the immediate vicinity. It must mean they came from somewhere else. Or maybe it was a missed shot, which doesn't become the Markulis. I don't know. But it's not part of this Markulis, and it's not its own Markulis. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel says it depends on the number. What is the Rabbanan's opinion? Rabbanan Savri ain't oisin Markulis cotton, bitsad Markulis gadol. No, people don't do this. They don't have this minute. You either have the big one or you have nothing. All of them. Loishna shalish, loishna shayim, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. Three or two. It depends if we can assume if it fell. Near is imoi asuris. If the stones look like they fell, which again means it's in the vicinity of one or one and a half amas, then it came from the Markulis. And we hold over here, like everyone said before, that it's not called shvarim because it's normal to pull off, then fine. But she'in yirisimoy, but if it's outside that vicinity, even though Rabbi Shmuel will hold it is a Markulis because when you have three, it's Markulis cotton, they don't hold such a thing. Ain't oisa Markulis cotton, it's a Markulis gogel. And therefore, she'in yirisimoy is mutar.
What's she'in yirisimoy? It's not outside of four or inside of four?
It's in between one and a half and four.
According to Rishmal, one half and four does not work.
Unless it's three. If you have three, it's its own Markulis. If it's between a one and a half and four, everyone agrees it didn't fall from it. The question is, should it be also because in and of itself, it's still enough in the vicinity for it to be considered a Markulis cotton by Bitsan Markulis Gadol.
Sorry, according to the Chacham.
According to the Chacham, people don't do such a thing.
What do they do?
It's mutter. Doesn't matter. Three or two. It's mutter. Unless Nirusimah means within 1.5 amos.
The shadow is moved for that in between space.
That is the machlekes. That is the machlekes. But the only way the chachamim are going to say it's usur is going to be when it's within 1.5 amos, because it's fell. And even Rabbi Shmuel would agree there, because even if it's 2 or 3, it doesn't matter because it fell. If it fell, everyone agrees it's usur. If it's with outside dalet amos, everyone agrees it's mutter. It doesn't matter.
Even
if it's 3.
Why?
Because that's not considered.
Maybe it's an independent markul. Somebody else made it.
Oh, so the reason is because the markul is cut means the markul.
They didn't make the middle one unless it was near a big one.
Yes. Yes.
They only make big one. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Maybe sometimes little one.
Only Batman and Robin. No, Robin by himself.
Where do our bodies get their knowledge of that? That's the practice of the Avodah Zarah. And how do they have a machlokes? Doesn't they have an expert witness? Or was it different in different areas?
This is the Chachamim. This is the machlokes.
Today, the Roman god in Latin was Mercurius.
Mercury.
Mercury. In English, Mercury.
Oh, yeah?
In Latin, it's Mercurius.
This was the god Mercury?
Yeah. And he's the god of travelers, and that's why they put him at the crossroads, and it's the same thing. And they switched the R and the L either because translating it, just so that they shouldn't be saying the name. So he brings it.
That's what he
says. All that, and then you have, as usual, the Gemara comes up with a Hebrew derivation etymology for this word, which, according to the secular people, is actually just a word from another language. But again, in Latin, Curious is the god of travelers, and they erected 3 in 1 by the
Marcus, one and one.
Yeah, and then they named the station wagon after.
I wish, Jonathan, I should give you a mic so you can at least record this for posterity. No.
So are you allowed to drive the Mercury? The only one who can drive the Mercury is Abraham Lincoln.
The bottom line is, ain't I done the Shvarim? Everyone says ain't I them the shvarim.
It's not relevant to that machlokes because here it's not shvarim. Here it's not shvarim. This is the formation of the makul. Like if you have an idol, like an eagle or something, and then it breaks a hand, you have a broken eagle. But a makulis, whether it has the triangular shape or that sort of falls apart, it's the same makulis. The makulis is. Starts off
it's composed of individual stones. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, got it. Okay. Omerman. Biyadua shenishri mimenu divrei akol asuris. We just finished saying before that everyone agrees that if we know that the stone is found in the Markulis, it's usur, like we said, because hainu orfe, that's the normal derech of the Markulis. Ramini, abanu shenishri mimenu Markulis, it says over here, if the stones fall from the Markulis, nearest imay asuris, she'ain nearest imay mutaris. It depends if it looks like it fell or it didn't look like, if it's nearest imay or it's not. So then it's, that's machachamin, like we said, Rabbi Shmuel, imeshalish asuris, shay mutaris. Shmuel says no, it depends on the number. We have to get into the pshad here. The point is you see that the machlekes is even where it fell off. And we just finished saying, well, there's no machlekes. How do you reconcile this? Oh, my love. It depends. Again, they didn't fall off. We don't know if it fell off. They were found. And that's going back to the machlekes we just finished saying before. It depends. If it's found next to it, everyone agrees it's us. But the machlekes is in the case where it's within or in between the 4 and the 1.5 space over there. The question is if you make a machlekes cotton or not, it's a machlekes bubble. So you have to change the girsa, and it's the same machlekes that we said before. Does Rabbi Shmuel hold that 2 are mutter? Well, Tanya, and again, when does the old 2 are mutter? In a case where shtayim are mutaris, in between 1 and 4. Yeah, because that's he only holds you make a makulis cotton out of 3. All right, important. Fine. Frankly, Gemara of Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm shtayim betzvisaloi asuris. Rabbi Shmuel holds that shtayim betfisaloi, which we translate as within Dalet Amos, are asur. Shalosh afilu meruchakos asuris. 3, even if it's meruchik, it's going to be asur. How does that work? See, there's Rashi over here. Rashi says Rabbi Shmuel Emes Stein Betzvisaloi, but Tanya got to Rabbi Shmuel Emes Stein Betzvisaloi, who stands Tzvisa Da'anam, it's a Tani Asuras. And then it says even Ruchakis are going to be Asur. It's a Sira. Emfred Rava, Amar Rava Loikasha, Kan Betzvisa Achas, Kan Beshtei Tzvises. It depends if it's Tzvisa Achas or Shtei Tzvises. What is Shtei Tzvises? Let's just go a little bit further. Beichi Dami. Shtei Tzvises means it's within Da'at Amos, but there's a little bit of a pile, a little separation, a barrier, natural barrier between the Makulis and this new pile of stones. Okay? So that's a question or not. Let's see Rashi. Betvisa Achas. Hadik Tani Asuris Betvisa Achas. She'ein Hefzik Bein Av the Makulis. Va'asura Bein Rabbi Yishmo Bein Rabbonon. The whole Teich Da'at Amos Nirisimai Karile. This is the changing we're doing now. We're changing. Everyone agrees now, if it's within 1.5 amas to 4, that, and there's no barrier, everyone agrees that you could assume it fell, and then it wouldn't make a difference. Everyone agrees it's Asur.
Even one?
That's what we, oh, one. What about one? Yeah, that's Tesis. That's a good question. Depends. If you assume that it fell, even one. Tesis holds Dafka 2 and 3. Because Tesis says, when there's no barrier, everyone agrees that you make a Markulis Tot, and that connects to Markulis Bubble. So it would only be 2 or 3. But 1 is not a Markulis Putman.
But the
no, that we're not saying the reason. Falling off, it has to be within 1.5 amas. Let's say it's 1.5 amas to 4 and there's no barrier. It didn't fall, but everyone would agree you make a Markulis Putman. That's places. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says if it's between 1.5 and 4 and there's no barrier, we assume it fell from the original Markulis. And everyone agrees that it's going to be usher, even one. Yeah. Okay. You didn't get confused till now. It might have been. Yeah. But what the machlaik is, the chodek leir is the makarilei, which shloish murchak is through the pligi. But 3 that are far away, which means what? Shtei tzvises. What does it mean, shtei tzvises? Right? What does it mean, shtei tzvises? Meaning, murchak is, it's dalet, within dalet amas, but with a barrier. And that's the machlaikis. So in other words, only thing, it's the same hezra of the machlaikis as before, according to Rashi. Do you make a makulis cotton b'tzar makulis gadol? But that would only apply when there's a barrier. Because if there's no barrier, it's a non sequitur. It fell. It fell from the original one, according to Rashi. But when you have a barrier over there, we assume it didn't fall. The question is, do you make this makulis cotton next to the makulis gadol? So when there's a little barrier over there, Rabbi Shmuel holds, yeah, there's a little barrier, but you make a Markulis cotton. So you make a Markulis cotton, it's usher. Only 3. 2, not a Markulis cotton. Rabbanan hold, no, doesn't make a difference. If it's not falling from the, it doesn't fall from the Markulis, no one makes Markulis cottons next to Markulis gadol. So if there's a barrier where you can assume that it didn't fall, these stones or whatever, they're stones. You know, nothing to make them usher. All right. Back to Gemara. Everyone with me?
Yeah.
Markulis, hi God, the me hobby. Is there such a Markulis, even Markulis cotton where it's one next to each other, Tanya? Linda Bryce, Elohim Abde Beis Kulis. This is Abde Beis Kulis. Achas become al gabe. Triangles. Over here it's not. Amarava, Kitanya, Pasha Terrence. Kitanya, Hibi, Ikka Markulis. That's by the main Markulis. But you want to make a small Markulis, a little mini one. You can do it with the 3 or 2, one next to each other, without the triangular mahudar shape. Bayane Malka Chorub. Okay, Bayane Malka. The house of Yane Malka was destroyed, and what happened was, Asim Ma'odei Kechavim, and the Ebe Kechavim came, Akumid Bey Markulis, and they took the stones, and they made it into a Markulis. Like they took the shul, made it into a church. Also, I did just have an Achrini. Then came along the second group of non-Jews.
They did worship.
The first ones worship. Comes along another set of ones, the Leipach of the Markulis, who didn't bow down to Markulis, they didn't hold of such a god. They had a different opinion. Shakuna b'chibu b'andrach m'sartiyois. Sartiyois. They used it, they made a road out of it, they repaved the streets. Question is, could you walk on the streets now? Ikar Rabbanan the parish, Ikar Rabbanan the parish. Son of the Chachamim didn't walk on those streets, thus about no. Some did. They didn't separate. They did walk on the street. What's the machlekes? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, continuing, the sons of holy people, and the son of holy people would walk by non-nifrish men. We're gonna separate. Maniu benon shel kedoshim. Who is this person benon shel kedoshim? Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Simoi. His name was Rabbi Nachman Simoi. By my kolle benon shel kedoshim, that he would be tzusa the zuzla in the sakel. He would be so makan of a tzori, he wouldn't even look at the image on a coin. That's why he was a holy person. So what is this machlokes? It's my time at the Mandel Parish. What was the reasoning for those that did not walk on the road? Sobalok Yehadam Rav Gidol. They held like Rav Gidol. I'm sorry. Sobalok Yehadam Rav Gidol. Amram Chibar Yosef Amar Rav. Minayin Tegubus Oves Tacham She'en Lebetel Oivamas. Oh, how we know that, of course, of Ezra's Bittel. But how do we know that the Takach Ruvus of the Avoy Zara doesn't have Bittel? Shenemar Vayitzmodu Vayitzmodu Leval Pohor. And as we know, Hakruvus Avi Dazara, which we learn from Zifchei Meisim, never has Bittul. So over here also, they held that these stones of the Markuas, they are again considered Takruvus. Look at Rashi. Minayin Takruvus. V'hani Takruvus Ninu. The Hazori Gevel of Markuas. Zuhi avoidosoi. Hilka chlav avoidos mechavim atmehi histatiski luhu bebittel. So it took that, it seems that they took the, not they took the original stones, but the stones that were added onto it that were served, they were thrown onto it, those stones aren't part of the avoidosoi. We characterize them as takrugas avoidosoi. And those things cannot have Bittul. Cannot. How does that work?
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Based on the Svarah of Rav Shlomo Kluger, we can maybe start understanding that. But maybe I'll go into that Right now it's a pasuk. Right now it's a pasuk, but it's chayyim. We need to chat. My Deloitte Parish, Omar, the ones who didn't separate, they hold that those are not considered Takuvus Avodah Zarah. V'inon can aid pinin b'lekha. For something to be considered an offering of an Avodah Zarah, it has to be k'ein pinin, like they do in the Mikdash. Rashi explains, look at Rashi. Zvachem shebimikdash hu dahavi takuvis, k'dixiv zavach lelihim yochram, bilti l'ashem b'vadek. Alma doyme k'lefmim k'ori zelach oedus b'chavim. V'avonim ein oedin lahem b'pinin. Rashi, what does it mean k'ein pinin, according to Rashi? The material.
Wine, wheat,
meat.
Butter, no.
Meat. Dam. What?
Not the Mizbeach.
But not the Mizbeach itself. Right, that's not offering. That is the place of offering.
Pop the water would be Toya.
Interesting, there's probably not.
Yes.
Oh, that's part.
Yeah. It's coming up.
You'll see, yeah. The re-argues, by the way, but there's the bottom places here that goes through various practices of those times, and it goes through the various materials that were used. The wax of the candles, the incense, the woods. The question is, were those part of the Takruvus or not? Which, in other words, for example, let's say they were sold to a Jew, which some hold is considered a bittul. It doesn't work on that. So maybe we'll go on to places that goes through all the different materials. But that's how Rashi learned. Well, that's the question. Is it considered Takruvus? That's what places deal with. What's
the saying, according to him, the fact that he's using it for the streets, that itself is a bittul.
Right. So now you have to add that on. If it's part of the original Avodah Zarah and not considered Takruvus, then it would make sense for it to have Bittul. And therefore, if you don't need for it to be Ke'en Pnim, it could be characterized as Takruvus and Bittul. If it needs to be Ke'en Pnim, therefore it can't be characterized as Takruvus or have that title, and therefore it's the Avodah Zarah Atzma, and therefore it has Bittul. Yeah. Or, well, no, it can't be nothing. That's what it seems, because
they bow down.
They bow down. They make it. They throw it. Yeah, very good. Okay, fine. I'm Rav Yosef Bar Abba Ikel Rav Bar Yirmiya Lasserin. Rav Yirmiya visited our place. Also, the Eisem Asni Yibyada. He had a Muslim place. Avik Chachavim Shehevi Avonim and Markulis. Avik Chachavim brings Avonim in front of Markulis. Lachibu Ben Drachim and Tarkiyos and Yipay Shalom. Muteris. Mutter, because the Chacham could be Nevachri. Yisrael, Shehevi Avonim and Markulis, Lachibu Ben Drachim and Tarkiyos. He's Asuras. If he uses it, if Yisrael does it, it's also. Why? If Yisrael cannot be with Vatil, of his Chacham. The last Nagar, the late Bar Nagar, did for Kine. Said that, who's talking over here, Rabbi Yosef Rabba said there was no Chacham or Ben Tam Chacham that was able to answer or explain this. Why? Yeah, he's carpenter, but as you know, Chayyus Vamazir. I'm Rav Sheshis. I know, like Nagar, I know. The late Bar Nagar, I know. I am not a Tam Chacham. I'm not the son of a Tam Chacham. However, but I have an answer. Because my kushle, what was the problem? My kushle, the Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol, said that Kruv's Vesh Chacham can't become bottle. So the question would be, how could the guy be the bottle it? It's Takruv's Vesh the Zara. What do you mean? No. Being a Kempin and Veleko. You hold, I hold, that you need to, for it to have a dinner Takruv's, it has to be Ke'en Pnim. And again, this is what Tosfos says. Let's say you have wax. Wax, there's no wax in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Tosfos says. The candles in the church or the Zohar place, potentially will be mutter, because, even if it's used as takruvis, it's not a material that's ka'im pnim. So again, that's a good illustration about how often. So he said, Rav Sheshis, that's not a problem. Now we're going to sort of, divert,
what? What does that mean? So it's not ka'im pnim, and therefore it's a Zohar.
And therefore it's possible to have bittul. But let's say you have is the wax in the
face. Why do they understand the difference between a guy and a...
No. He didn't understand how a guy could be mevatelit. Yeah. In and of itself. The Jew, he understood. The Jew can't be mevatel.
He thought it was takruvus.
Because he thought it was takruvus. Yeah.
He explained it was takruvus.
And then explained...
It's like a man.
Yeah.
But now we're going to test that theory.
Oh, takruvus. Yeah. Everyone understands? Yep. Good, we'll see better. Here's the move. I'm Rav Yosef Bar Abba. Ikur Abba Bar Yimli Asim Yosef Ba'isi Masnita Biyodeh. Another mission. All right, boys and girls. This is going to get very confusing. So, I'm puff here. I'm going to have to...
That's why we have you.
We have 10 minutes, so... Matzliin, a 10-minute talk. Matzliin Umazahamin Bishviyas. All right, there were different types of... agricultural things that were done to the land, the trees. We know, of course, you're not allowed to work the land in Shvius, but we're going to see a few Kedushim in this Gemara, which aren't so simple. I would advise everyone to learn by cutting the first few blocks if they really want to understand the halachas of Shvius. But we'll assume you can't work the land. Let's just keep that to, you know, that everyone agrees with. And now we're going to go through different procedures that were done, whether forbidden or permitted, on Shvius and Chol HaMoed, which is, there's a lot of correlations between those two things. That's the whole Sugya Moed Katan. And that's what we're going to go into now. The connection being that these brises were inscrutable until Bar Nago, that's the connection between the two Sugyas. Okay. Matliyin u'mazaham in b'Shvius. Rashi says, what's Matliyin? Take the worms out of the tree. U'mazaham in b'Shvius, Rashi says, if the tree had a boo-boo, he would take a little salve. You would put some zeba on the salve, this fertilizer or some kind of salve, yeah, to put on the tree so that the tree would survive. Otherwise, Richard, you have a sticker on the back of your shirt or something. It says refrigerator on it.
Is it
more cool? You did like okay, Mazab the
Yeah.
Okay, he wants it. Fine. The Imatulin was a Haman. But you're not allowed to do this, O Cholim. Khan Bakan ain't the Gazmin. In both cases, you're not allowed to, let's use the word prune. You chop off a branch so more can grow. The Sultan Shemin Ligzon. But let's say there was a prune, there was a boo boo, there was a hole or a scratch there that you wanted to put oil on it to help it heal. That, Bain B'Moyed, Bain B'Shvius, you're allowed to do. Alright? Bless Nagar, Beloy Bar Nagar, the Afrikina. There was no one who was able to interpret this Mishnah. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, Ano loy Nagar, Ano, Beloy Bar Nagar, Ano, Um Afrikina lo. And I have an answer. Michael Koshle, because what was the difficulty? Anyway, Mamboy, that should be Yisko Koshle. If you're going to ask, this Gemara is, this line is huge. If you're going to say that there's a problem why some things are mutter on Shvius and not on the Moye, vice versa, what's the difference? If that was the question, why is Shvius is mutter and why Moye is usher? We don't eat. What's the difference? They're not comparable. Shvius, Melacha, usher Achmano, Tircha, Shari. By Shvius, the Isser is Melacha. And Rashi explains that when it comes to these things done to the tree, these things are meleches karka. It's just Rashi uses the lashon of a kume ilan. It's allowing the ilan to survive. And that's not called tilling the land. It's not called working the land. It only is tircha. But on shvius, it's an isur melacha. It's not an isur tircha. Moyet, tircha's mutter. Moyet, afilu tircha nami also. By moyet, even tircha is oster.
Did we have to save it?
And therefore, even if it's not a malacha, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying, even though it's not a malacha, it is a tircha, you have to sit there and wipe the salve on the tree, put on your gardening gloves and your whatever materials you do to do the garden. But it's a tircha, and therefore it's oster.
Even
to
save the tree, saving the tree,
the Kairos is
Dover.
Oh, very good. Ayat to Dover, very good. Save it. Save it. Save it. Save it. Save it. Save it. It's very hard when you're not here. It's very hard when you go to Baltimore and you go to Lakewood. Very, very hard. Whatever. So, here the Gemara seems to be saying, first of all, by the way, even whether you hold the Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed B'Araisa or not, it's an Isra Malacha. What is this thing? A tirfa? Is it a new Isra? What? Is this a new thing? The Gemara seems to be saying that there's no Isra Malach on Chol HaMoed. How's this reconciled with those that hold, like Rashi, that Isra Malach is B'Araisa, and the Rain of Time holds the Rabban, it's still an Isra Malach. And, like everyone's asking, what about the Halacha of Dovra Ovid? So Tosfos is bothered with that. I don't know if it's over here. Yeah, it's Tosfos over here. Tosfos says that the Tirpin is Seir.
That's the one.
Or over here, it's not a Dovra Ovid. You can wait. You can wait.
You can wait. Waiting here is not waiting on you.
Yeah, right. If you wait Shvius, here it's Chol HaMoed. Okay, that's good. Great, great point. Very good. Ain't kind of come in. So therefore, so I feel it's Yirchan Ami also. So therefore, that question can't be a question. So maybe what? They'll ask, what's the difference between Zirum, which is putting on the sow, and then Gizum pruning? Why is one Usher and one Mutter? What do you mean? And Mark explains, why is one usher, one mutter? Meidami, Zirum Kumi Ilma. Zirum, which is referring to the sow, that's just making sure this tree survives. That's not considered improving the land, Rashi says. Mishari, Gizum, Evrui Ilma the usher. But when it comes to Gizum, which is pruning, it's to enhance the production of the tree. That's considered, Rashi calls it, Avoided the Sadu, the Karak.
Avoided Karka.
That's called Avoidus Karka.
That's Avoidus Karka, yeah.
That's Avoidus Karka. Even though, by the way, on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. That's a Hills of Shabbos. That's Usher. What's this new thing on Shvius? Issa Malach on Shvius. B'char Shev HaKotzi, Tishbois. All of a sudden, there's a din that has to enhance it. You never saw such a thing. These few lines is Mamish, the guts of huge stuff. In regards to Shvius.
Tonight.
So what was that? Can't be a problem. So what's the other problem? Ziyam azim kokoshele the Tony, you learned matlin of mazamin shvius. You see, you're allowed to do it. Uraminios, you see, mazamin es hanatias. You are allowed to listen to this. You're allowed to take a sapling, and again, mazamin is the salve that protects the tree so it can heal. You're allowed to do that to a sapling. Kokoshele son, you're allowed to wrap it. Kaitunai son, kaitunai son means to. Put ashes, Iceland button, and you put a little fence around it, a mastinus on, and you're allowed to, the sapling needs tender love and care, TLC, at the beginning of its growth. So you make sure you take care of it. You're allowed to do it up until Rosh Hashanah. Of Shvius. Out of Rosh Hashanah, it, the Shvius life. You can't do it during Shvius. Why can't you do it Shvius? Why not? Why not? It's a mezamin. We just finished saying you're allowed to do it. Types of zion. Like Rav Ukva Bar Chama said, Amar Ukva Bar Chama, Trei Kishku Shehavim. There are two types of digging done for a tree. Hoeing. It's to enhance the tree, to give it good big muscles. So then, that's one way of doing it, boss. B'chad l'sumei pili, and one way is to close up the cracks, to keep the tree, to allow it to survive.
The roots were
exposed. Mishari, that's mutter. Hachanami, treizi mumei habi. There are two types of salve applications. B'chad l'kumei ona, one is to just allow the tree to survive, mishari. B'chad l'vuina, and some to illni. Enhance it, I guess they would put on this coating to protect it.
When they clean the tree, they can go better.
You
put something on top of it, so.
No, that's the case of Ligzon. I'm talking about Mizanim here. Look at Rashi.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was saying. It's extremely confusing. Oh, so that can't be the problem. So what's the problem? Sicha Sicha, which is rubbing oil. But to put oil on it. So. The Tani, as we see, Sach and Shem and Litzon. Again, they would put oil on it, and that would be Motu Bebu Bebishvius. This was on the wound. This is the
person.
What's it called that you put on a wound? That's the person.
Ointment.
Yeah. It says you're allowed to anoint. Put the budding fruits, you're allowed to put a hole, you're allowed to fatten them up. These are different things to make the fruit grow better. You're allowed to do it on Rosh Hashanah, to Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, in B'Shvi'as Loi. Can't do it on Shemitah. So how could you say you're allowed to be stuck the tree, you're allowed to put this ointment on the tree, but you can't put it on the fruit? Right, Gemara? Mitami, what's the question? When it comes to the fruit itself, to fatten the fruit, that is forbidden. Why?
Makes it grow.
So that's an enhancement. Fine. It's growing better. Here, again, where it's the survival of the tree, that's not a problem. That's not called a vice.
The fruit doesn't grow, the tree will be fine. But it's
also. So it's also, yeah. That's right. Okay. So this is all Ravina talking. And Ravina basically said, I'm not a Naga, I'm not a Bar Naga, and I have perfect shot, this Mishnah. So what's Mabaya? So Amar Yafsam, a great Ravashi, Ravina Bar Yemia. I think he takes out these words, Abba Bar Yemia, yeah. He said to him, no, this was the problem. Sicha de Moyed, Azim de Moyed, Kosh Lady. The Sicha on the Moyed and the Zim on the Moyed was the problem. In both cases, where you put the sicha, the oil, or you put the zeva, which is the zim, on the wound of the tree, in both cases, you're keeping the tree, allowing it to heal so it survives. It's a kumi ilma. Why is one mutter and why is one azur? And if the gomer lay less nagar, veloi, bar nagar, difrikini. That's what he said. There's no nagar, no, I'm not a chamachachim, and I'm not a benpam. There is no person, that can end up answering this mishnah.
You can't come up when you put it.
And as the Gemara says, right, we know the Gemara in Chagiga, and I think it's also in Ma'ikon, it says that the halachas of Mayid are tuim ba'abir, or say, or tuim ba'say. You can't be medama zuwazu when it comes to Ma'ikon. Yeah. What? Who is it? That's in Chagido, yeah. Haran Tulim Beseir, Beseir. It's like a mountain hanging by a hair. The very fine differences between one and the other, and you can't be madama halachah and cholamay one to the other. So this is probably a good example. All right, we'll stop here for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.